The latest flashpoint in public education is something that a lot of teachers thought was settled territory. It's called social-emotional learning. There have been protests about it at school board meetings in Arizona and Indiana, legislators trying to ban it in classrooms in Oklahoma and Wisconsin. In fact, in the last 2 years, NPR found evidence of disputes like this in at least 25 states. As NPR's Meg Anderson reports, the backlash has roots in another political lightning rod for schools.
Early last year, school administrator Angela Nichols started hearing an unusual question from parents.
Principals were being asked, "Can you talk to me about how you use social-emotional learning in your school? Are there connections to critical race theory?"
She works for Virginia Beach City Public Schools.
Families were asking at a PTA meeting. Parents were asking their child's classroom teacher.
Parents asking questions is totally reasonable. But Nichols found this puzzling because social-emotional learning, or SEL, teaches students about managing their feelings. Critical race theory, on the other hand, is the idea that racism is systemic in our laws and institutions. It's not explicitly taught in our K-12 schools, but that hasn't stopped conservatives from treating the two terms as if they're the same thing and protesting them at school board meetings and other education events across the country. Here's a community member in Virginia.
"We desire an excellent academic education for our children, not SEL or CRT."
Another in Texas.
"I rise in opposition to SEL and any contract that supports SEL or CRT."
And an advocate speaking to a community in Ohio.
"Critical race theory, gender ideology, this is all coming in under the umbrella of social emotional learning."
The claim on the right comes down to this, that teachers are hiding critical race theory in other lessons, and social-emotional learning has been a key target. Conservatives have called SEL a, quote, Trojan horse for critical race theory, or a, quote, new variant of the CRT virus. Here's the conservative commentator Glenn Beck in a YouTube video.
"The social-emotional learning is how they're getting it all done. We've been fighting an incomplete partial battle, focusing just on CRT or sex ed."
In Florida, the state banned the inclusion of social-emotional learning alongside critical race theory in its guidelines for social studies textbooks. In Wisconsin, Republican lawmakers introduced a bill limiting how racism is talked about in the classroom. SEL was included in a list of terms related to CRT. But social-emotional learning wasn't always political or controversial. In the past,
it was just part of what a good teacher does.
Aaliyah Samuel is the CEO of the Collaborative for Academic Social and Emotional Learning, or CASEL.
"Social-emotional learning really is about developing skills that help us to be successful in all parts of our lives. It is about how we communicate effectively, how we stay motivated. It's how we make good decisions."
It's existed for decades under different names, like character education, non-cognitive skills. In the adult world, they're often called soft skills. It's basically what Mr. Rogers made a career doing on PBS. In school, it's more commonly taught in the younger grades. All 50 states have SEL standards in preschool. About half have standards in the other grades.
"Morning, Sebastian."
This is a video of teacher Denise Balderrama in the San Bernardino City Unified School District in California. At a morning meeting with first graders, she launches into an SEL lesson.
"How would you feel if one of your friends took your last snack?"
The students are sitting in a circle. When they answer, they get to hold a little stuffed monkey.
"I will feel mad because then I wouldn't have nothing to eat."
Balderrama validates that feeling.
"All right. Thank you, Brooklyn. Who else wants to share?"
Studies show lessons like these lead to better academic and behavior outcomes for students. So why the outrage from the right?
"It's more a gut-level reaction."
Rick Hess is the director of education policy studies at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute. He says some of the anger is about mistrust, particularly of the big organizations that provide resources to school districts. He says a lot of parents think
this is a case of big, deep-pocketed, liberal coastal foundation coming in, led by people who went to elite colleges who aren't from their communities, pushing ideological agendas that they find problematic, and then calling them racists and idiots when they push back.
Hess says many conservatives feel social-emotional learning spends too much time talking about race. But some of SEL is about creating a sense of belonging, and that does have to do with your identity, whether that be your race, where you're from, your gender identity, or anything else.
It's pretty impossible to do social and emotional learning without larger social issues coming into play.
That's Andrew Hartman, a historian of education trends at Illinois State University. He says SEL isn't just about individuals.
It's about how an individual is situated in a society.
Organizations like CASEL are quick to note that social-emotional learning is not tied to any political viewpoints. They acknowledge that questions of identity and culture can come up. But some SEL advocates think that's not enough. They argue systemic racism should play a larger part in these lessons.
If we don't apply an anti-racist, abolitionist, anti-oppressive, and anti-bias lens to social-emotional learning, it can very easily turn into white supremacy with a hug.
Dina Simmons is the founder of Liberate Ed, an organization which centers racial justice in social-emotional learning.
We always say, you know, social-emotional learning is so that people can get along better. We also have to talk about why people don't get along. We have to think about our current context. And you can't have those conversations without talking about identity.
That tension means many educators wind up threading a needle whenever they talk about race or racism in social-emotional learning.
What we are experiencing right now feels so similar to what we have gone through in other moments.
Natalia Millman-Petrozella is a history professor at the New School in New York City. She says there was backlash to teaching about racism in the 1960s and 70s, too, but this time it's different.
I think one really big change is the role of social media and our sort of like instant news culture.
That means once an idea or conspiracy theory takes off,
it's everywhere. And so I think that accounts for the fact that, yes, this does feel uniquely intense and uniquely harmful.
For teachers, today's backlash is a constantly moving and rapid target. Yet another thing to navigate in the school year ahead. Meg Anderson, NPR News.